Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 10th, Wednesday, 2019, day 191. Today's topic, God grants peace to Paul, but put Saul to death. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praising Thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that make you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood, and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 147 verses 12 to 20, 1 Chronicles chapter 9 verse 1 to chapter 10 verse 14, Acts chapter 27 verses 21 to 44, Proverbs 18 verses 23 to 24. Today's main passages. I got three passages. The first one, Psalm 147, verses 12 to 14. Extol the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. He strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. The second passage is from Acts chapter 27, verses 21 to 25. After they had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, "Men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete. Then you would have spared yourselves this damage and loss. But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men. For I have faith in God that it will happen just as He told me.'" The third passage, 1 Chronicles, chapter 10, chapter 14. Let's see, that's 1 Chronicles, verse 10. Yeah. Verses 13 to 14. Saul died because he was unfaithful to the Lord. He did not keep the word of the Lord and even consulted a medium for guidance and did not inquire of the Lord. So the Lord put him to death and turned the kingdom over to David, son of Jesse. Let's have a time to be still and keep the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listener, what kind of inspiration have you have today's three passages given you? God promises to give peace to His children. We are in His protection. Look at how God protected Paul, and we should know that God is always faithful. But God put Saul to death because he deserted God many times. And we should know that Paul was being called Saul too. How, if he continued to persecute and kill Christians, would his consequence be the same as Saul? May you be with God every day, enjoying the peace He grants to you. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be in You that we can be able to enjoy the peace You give us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and warning have you received from today's message? Number two, what is the next one step for you to be with God every day, enjoying the peace He grants to you? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of God grants peace to Paul, but puts Saul to death. May the Lord bless you.